Blog Talk Radio.
In this room is just not working out. So I am going live to my hotel room, you guys. So the internet is not working too well with me, but I'm going to get through this. We're going to just kind of recap of what I spoke about earlier today on the live show. And we are going to jump right into this. I'm going to be on for about 30 minutes. I am live in the studio, so if you guys want to be part of the conversation, you guys can definitely leave me a message on my switchboard and I'll get it. Or you guys can call me at the studio. I don't know what's going on with this. My internet, I don't know what is it doing. I don't know. So bear with me for 1 second, you guys. I got to reconnect on my Instagram. And it's crazy trying to do it well and it's just not working. I don't know. It's just not working. If my internet lets me get through this, we're gonna get through this. All right. So I said that we're going to recap from what we talked about earlier today, and we talked about dealing with a narcissistic person and their behavior, warning signs, and when to know when to get out from dealing with a narcissist. So earlier today, I just gave just a quick overview about it, and so let's jump right into this. I'm rather worried about my internet right now. I have made a big transition, so I am now going live from Houston. Shout out to Texas. So that's where I'll be at from now on. My time zones are off a little bit. For everybody that's listening to me back in Arizona, I'm an immigrant, so it's what, 8 something here. So it would be an hour. Yeah, it's 8:50 here, so it's like, so earlier I jumped into it, and my first question was, have you guys ever dealt with a narcissist? And majority of us, we have, until later, they were one. And we went through hell, pure hell, like total hell. Like, if you didn't drink, you didn't want to drink. Draining and very, very fucking exhausting to deal with somebody with a narcissistic behavior. We talked about warning signs. And some of the warning signs is that they seem like they're very withdrawn, like they're very quiet and reserved. And some might think that's a good thing, but that is a facade that they put on. A lot of times they appear when they seek out their victim, and yes, we're going to use the word victim. When a narcissist seeks out their victim, they will put on this persona that they are such a great person, such a loving person, and they're willing to give and do things for you. And they might go out of their way to do incredible things for you, wash your car, take you on dates, and yada, yada, yada. But that is just part of their plot. Once they have their eyes set on their victim and they lure that victim in, then that's when you will see the switch. Now, you don't know when the switch is going to come. It might be a month in. It might be 2 months in. It's going to be whenever that person feels comfortable. Hey, Kev, whenever that person feels comfortable enough, to unleash their terror on that person. So once that happens and once they're comfortable in that relationship, then you will definitely see the other side of them, the real side of them, because we got to remember a narcissist puts on masks, and it's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Like, 1 minute they are happy and they're loving you, next minute they are dragging you through the mud, they are calling you out your name, and it just goes downhill from there. I also spoke about how they will do all these things to you and then blame you for the reasoning on why they are treating you the way that they do, for example. There's so many examples that I can give at this point, but let's say you guys are out and it's about you, it's about celebrating you, and which a narcissist does not know how to celebrate anybody else. Let's put that out there before we get to the example. A narcissist cannot celebrate anybody else, because if they do that, then the attention is no longer on them and it's about you, so they cannot have that. So one thing that they will do is they will sabotage any special occasion that you have that is celebrating you. Whether it's you, whether it's a family member, a child, they will sabotage their own child. Being in the moment, it's not about them, just so that they focus the attention back on them. If you ever been around a narcissist, you will know that they will start an argument with you. And you could be at your cousin's funeral. You can be celebrating your birthday. You can have a great event that's coming up. They will do anything to pick a fight with you in that moment, because that insecurity has kicked in so goddamn quick, and they were like, hey, her attention is not on me. The attention is not on me. So I got to go and disturb her spirit or his spirit, so that I can gain that attention. But because they're arguing with a narcissist, then the attention is back on them and it's all about them, because now you have given your energy to them. So, look, y'all, this is like part one. So part two is going to come a little bit later, because we can go on and on and on and on about the narcissist and the things that he or she does. And this is just my opinion. If you guys have something else to add, go ahead and leave it in the comments, or you guys can be part of the conversation. Call me at 516-387-9. You guys with a narcissist and or relationship, and you guys have something to add to the conversation, let me know. So thank you for joining in. How are you? 61.075, whoever you are. Kev, how are you doing? So, Kev, that's joining on right now, we are talking about a narcissist and some of the signs, the warning signs of the narcissist, and some of the toxic toxicity they have and things that they will afflict on you. And then we'll go over some of the things that you do to overcome a narcissist, to really make a narcissist feel anything, which is very impossible, because the most narcissists do not have feelings. They don't feel anything. it's all about them. So they're not able to give you, if you're looking for a nurturing in the relationship with the nurses, you're not going to find it. Because they're incapable of doing that. There is there's a defect, like a little imbalance, and somebody will ask order of a narcissistic personality. So they're unable to give you what you're going to need in that relationship. Love, affection. But let me say this. If they're doing something fucked up to you and they need you for something else, with that fake love, that fake emotion, they're good at doing that because they have to do that in order to lure you back in so that they can continue you as the victim. So they might, if they're going to try to say sorry about something, they might do something nice. They might buy you some flowers. They might be there. But let's not... in the hell. Let's not confuse that with them. Let's not confuse that with them meaning it. They're not going to mean anything that they say. They're not going to really apologize as what you think they apology is. Everything is going to be fake. Everything that you say to them, I mean, they say to you, every affection that they show you is going to be fake. Instagram, I don't know why my internet keeps going out, you guys. I do apologize. It just knocked me right back out. So I just joined back on. So if you're rejoining, we're talking about narcissists. And we're talking about their toxic behavior. So join back on the live. I'm going to really try to get through this, but I don't know if it's going to stay connected because it keeps knocking me out, you guys. So in that case, go over to, I am live in my studio, so go over to blogtalkradio.com/JeanSheree, and you guys can continue listening to the live show there. If you like part of the show, it's 516-687-1939. You can definitely call and be part of the show there. Let me know how you guys overcame a narcissist, and I'll let you know some of the things that you guys can do to overcome narcissists and their toxic behaviors. And I think we can agree that a lot of things that they do is very toxic, very overwhelming to the person that is dealing with it. It's like they're sucking your soul out. It's like that draining process. It's like, oh my God, like again, here we go again. Like you can go in being happy, being bubbly, and it just seems like everything that they do or say is to attack and break you down to a point to where they can manipulate you and do whatever they need to do to fulfill their desire with you. And there's no limits. Like, let's be honest, there's no limits to what a narcissist will do to gain that attention. It's something that's really deep rooted. They have very, very low self-esteem. It's crazy the low self-esteem that they have, you guys. It's like a two-year-old that is begging for their parents' attention. I'm sure if you guys dealt with a narcissist, you guys know exactly what I'm from. And let's be honest, I think that we've seen some of the warning signs, and we missed the warning signs. No, I wouldn't say we missed it. I would say we ignored the warning signs. Give me one second. Okay, you're live with Jenna Cherie.
Yeah, I came in because in your description page you would say what it's like to date a narc. So I was interested to find out what your experiences would be. But You didn't date a narc. You dated you dated a narcissist. So that's two different experiences.
No, pretty much one of the same, but I'll give you a chance to explain.
Well, a narc means somebody who's either a narc. Yeah, narcotics. A narc is somebody who's either a narcotic undercover person or is hooked.
No, this is just my short abbreviation of what I...
Yeah, I know. But when somebody reads it, the first thing that's going to appear in their minds is what the narc always has meant and always does mean. A narc, somebody dealing with narcotics.
Not for me. It doesn't mean necessarily that. It's just my shorter version of spelling out the entire word. I know several psychologists that actually use this for abbreviation to speak about the same subject. But I get what you're saying. If they're just seeing that short word in that moment, then they will definitely think that. But have you dealt with a narcissist?
Well, I think most females, especially if they're 8, 9, or 10s, are narcissists, because if they're if they've been told they've been beautiful all their lives, especially when they put on the makeup, huh?
I'm sorry, you went out for a second. Can you explain that again?
I would think most females, if they are 9s and 10s, if they're considered to be exceptionally beautiful, are usually narcissistic because the culture in America makes them think that they're princesses. As princesses, they feel that they're entitled. When they feel that they're entitled, then they have a narcissistic type of personality. Very nihilistic, very me, myself, and I.
Okay. I could definitely agree with you on that because I was thinking, like, there's a lot of gorgeous men, a lot of attractive men, and they tend to have the same personalities because of the way that they look in the world tells them the same exact thing as they would tell a female, so they feel they're entitled to whatever they want, whatever they are. So I do agree with you on that one. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people in the world that have this disorder and did label it as a disorder. So I definitely agree with you on that. I know some will disagree about it being mostly women. I think there's definitely a good balance of the two of that narcissistic behavior. So have you dealt with one personally in your life?
Narcissistic personality disorder. From what I've, from what's been told to me by relationship counselors, because a few of them have had some shows on Black Talk Radio, and one thing, she's a specialist in narcissistic personality disorder and helping people recover from it, and she says it's a definite disorder. So I don't know if most people have that disorder, but people can be narcissistic at times. I mean, most people are very selfish to begin with. We're born to be very selfish. We're always looking out for ourselves. So unless the parents really know how to imbue into us a sense of right and wrong and a sense of propriety and how to act in society, then people are going to grow up thinking always me, myself, and I until they get hit with a reality stick when they come across people who say, I don't give a shit about what you want about you, yourself, and yourself. You have to conform to the community. And until that happens, then I guess they have some sort of I wouldn't call it narcissistic personality disorder, but I would call it nihilism. I would call it being selfish. But I myself haven't, I don't think I've dealt with anybody who's had a narcissistic personality disorder. You know, I've dealt with people who, you know, who think that just because they are born, the world should conform to them, and that's not that's not reality.
Right, and unfortunately, it is not. And some of them will not get it. Some of them, and this is just my opinion. I feel like people that take on that toxic behavior, I don't think they will ever realize that. I think they will always live in their own little world in their head that it's all about them and their entitlement to everything. I think they will never get over that. But thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate that. If there's
but you know, another thing, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's another thing. Want to add, go ahead.
Yeah, there was a relationship counselor who's no longer on Blog Talk Radio, and she was talking about what men should do for women, but not so much about what women should do for men. So I got to asking her, well, what do you think that women should bring to the table? Because she was always talking about how men should really be grateful for, you know, for the women in their lives and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she was not an evil person. She didn't sound like she was a narcissist. She was a very good-looking woman and a relationship counselor. But do you know what she said? She said, what? Women bring the beauty. I said, that's it? She goes,
right.
That's it. And I'm saying, you got to be out of your fucking mind. I didn't tell her that because she was a nice enough person. If she was actually an obnoxious person, I would have said that to her. But I'm thinking to myself, you got to be out of your fucking mind. All a woman has to bring to a relationship is beauty.
And let me see, before I answer you, Beth, can I get your name real quick?
My name's Joe.
Joe. Okay, Mr. Joe. So anybody that's joining on right now on my live feed for Instagram and live in the studio, we have Joe on the line, and he brings up a very good point. We are talking about narcissistic behavior, but he actually touched on a subject that I wanted to talk about. And funny, Joe, that you mentioned that, because I was talking about that with somebody else, and we were discussing how women do feel, there's a lot of women that feel that they don't have to bring anything to the table but their looks. And if we give you looks and sex, then you guys should be fine and you guys have to do everything else. So that is definitely a topic that I'm going to jump into. And I don't think a lot of women are going to be ready for that conversation.
They are not.
They're not
I'm going
they're
to
not,
enjoy
I'm
this.
Telling you, they're not going to be ready for this conversation, Joe. So stay connected with me, because I do this show, baby, I'm going to need to bring you on so you can give me a little bit of help, because I do agree with you.
Don't worry about that. If I know you got this topic, I'll be here.
This is my
bailiwick. Don't put me on mute if you want. I can put myself on mute and I can make sure there's no background noise, because if somebody else comes in, you know, they may want to debate us. So, you know,
I'll put myself on mute. Grab a glass of wine. I'm gonna be ready. So I'll definitely put this show together, and I'll come back on. So until next time, Joe, thank you so much for calling into the studio and being live with your girl Gina Cherie. And I'm looking forward to the next topic. Okay.
Okay, I'll put myself on mute.
Okay, baby, have a good one. Okay, you guys, so Joe just called in. Thank you, Joe, for calling in live to the studio. I really, really appreciate that. And he really did touch on a really good subject. So this is a subject that we can combine not only with narcissistic behavior, but women that actually feel that the only thing they have to bring to the table is their looks and sex. So, and that's not a subject that people are going to be so open to, only because, well, especially with me being a woman doing a radio show, a lot of women feel like we're all supposed to band together, and I don't necessarily agree with that. So I'm looking forward to that topic, Joe, and I will dedicate an hour to that, so I cannot wait. But to now we're gonna continue on with talking about narcissistic behavior and some of the warning signs. Have you guys seen the warning signs? I don't know what's going on. I didn't put no filter on this. I don't know why my eye is moving, but we'll get through this. Some of the warning signs and some of the things that you have to do to deal with a narcissist, and some of the things that you got to do to get out from up under a narcissist, and have to understand what the toxic behavior and how draining it is to deal with a narcissist. Like I said, we touched on how they will sabotage any good event that you got going on in your life. Anything that celebrates you and not them, and the attention is not on them, they will do anything in their power to sabotage. And then another toxic behavior that they have is that they will And it's crazy how they think this way or they feel this way, but they will put you down. They will drag your name through the mud. They will tell you that they want you gone. They don't want to be with you anymore, blah, 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 blah. And then in the next breath, they will forget everything that they said to you. And while you're still trying to process everything that just happened, they will act like this never took place, like they've never said this, it's never happened. Like an hour later, they're going to be ready to move forward and like, let's go to dinner, let's do this. And you're like, wait a minute, did you not understand what you just said to me? I'm still pissed about that. And a comment that they will give you is, you're still on that? Like, that's a quote, because it's been said to me, you're still thinking about that? We should move on from that. And that's part of their toxic behavior. And a lot of times people are like, well, they know what they're doing. In a sense, yes, they do. They know exactly what they're doing to lure their victim in and to bound you. But in a sense, in their mind, there's something wrong up here. That chemical imbalance that they do have and that deep-rooted issue is that this is normal to them. You know how when a person lies continuously and then they just lie so much they don't know when the fuck they're telling the truth, and their lies, they begin to believe their lies and the lies are the truth for them? That's exactly what this is. If you guys ever dealt with a narcissist, male or female, leave it in a comment, you guys. I am live in the studio. If you guys want to be part of the show, just like Joe, you guys can call in at 516-387-19. 1939. My badges are on, you guys. So if you guys agree with what I'm saying, press the badge. Boop, just a badge. And let me know that you guys agree. Let me know if you guys ever dealt with this situation. Let me know if had you guys overcame it. So let's jump into that, because a lot of people will ask, well, if I'm dealing with a narcissist and I know I'm dealing with a narcissist, how do I get out? Because a lot of people feel stuck. A lot of people will deal with a narcissist and they will break you down to the point where you just feel stuck and then you don't know how to get out of it. But how do you do that? And I'll tell you one really good thing, a few really good things. A narcissist hates it when you ghost them, when you have no contact or you dismiss, if they try to start an argument and then you don't continue to argue with them and you dismiss, it drives them crazy. A bigger one is your glow up. If a narcissist tries to break you down and that's their whole entire goal, to keep you, and you do the opposite, or you move on with your life, and not necessarily move on into another relationship, but move on and be happy and glow up and go do your goals and your dreams and smile, they absolutely hate that, because what they tried to do, they didn't accomplish. See, a narcissist only deals with people because they have a goal. When they go after you or they pursue you in a relationship, it's because they have a goal. They've seen something in you that they think that they can overcome or they can control. Then that's what they will do. So I've dealt with a narcissist too, you guys, so I can, some of this I can speak from personal experiences, and I know how it feels. I know that draining feeling that it gives, and the best thing that I did to get away from the narcissist is move the fuck on. No contact. Like, when they text, don't respond. And they'll get mad, and they will try to say the most evil shit to you that they can, but you don't respond. And that will, I mean, people can't argue with themselves, right? So if you do not respond to them, then they're going to go back to the drawing board and they're going to try to come back with a different strategy this time. And they might find something that you're really passionate about or you're sensitive about and probably attack you in that nature. But you got to remember, their whole agenda is to break you so that they can continue to keep you where they want you. So I encourage anybody that is dealing with a narcissist, male or female, just know your worth and know that you don't need to settle for this toxic behavior. And then you're like, you know, after you guys leave the relationship, you're like, oh my God, they look so happy with somebody else. They may appear to be happy with someone else. And they may look it, they may play the part because they play the parts very, very well. But they're not happy. They're all they're doing is setting their next victim up. Because at the beginning, they're going to give you everything that you're thinking that you're wanting from them. And they're going to make you feel so wanted, so loved, and so beautiful in a sense. But that's just a way for them to get in. And they're going to study you. And I was told that most narcissists study their victims. And they know exactly what it is about you that is that can capture them so they can get what they want from you. So if we're leaving a narcissist and then we look back and we're like, oh, my God, they're so happy with the next and moved on so quickly. First of all, let them move on. You don't want to deal with them, no way. But just know that they're trying to find their next victim and lead off from what they did to you, if that makes sense for you guys. They don't have to like the next person, but because they couldn't accomplish what they wanted with you, they're going to go and find their next one and try to finish it off. So, and it's sad to say that most narcissists, they find a better way to be a narcissist. Because what didn't work out for in your relationship with them, they went back to the drawing board to become better. So for the next person, they know how to break them down even more, if that is making sense. So, y'all, this can be a look at. I didn't put no. I don't know what's with my eye. I didn't put no filter on. I don't need no filter, so I'm not sure why it's on, y'all. So if my eye jumps, don't even worry about that. I couldn't figure out how to take it off of there. But this subject, it can go on and on and on and on. And then this is just part one, you guys. And just like Joe said, there are counselors out there. And I have listened to some of them. And just to gather more information to understand exactly what I'm dealing with or I had to deal with. But I encourage anybody that is dealing with anybody like that, a selfish person, something that is all about them, they think it's all about them, I encourage you to leave them the hell alone. Run. If you see the signs at the beginning, run. Run the opposite way. I don't care how good they are. I don't care how many nice things they did to you, how many doors they opened for you at the beginning. If you're dealing with a narcissist, I need you to run. If you're dealing with an insecure person, I need you to run. Because somebody that's dealing with insecurities, they can never give you what you need in that relationship. And they're not going to be secure in the relationship. And everything that you do is going to be a problem because they haven't dealt with their own mess over here. And then my other encouragement is to people, if you know you're dealing with an insecurity and you know that you've been hurt or you haven't moved on from whatever relationship that you were out of, I encourage you not to get into another relationship. And that's male or female, bringing that baggage over to the next person because you haven't healed yet. Like, OMG. Like, I've been there and I've done that. And it wasn't until I got into a relationship that I found out that I wasn't quite over some of my hurt that I dealt with. So I still had to go back to the drawing board and I had to figure out why this was such a trigger for me. And I still needed to get over that. So I encourage anybody in that, if you have not healed, if you know that you are selfish and you know that you have those qualities, please be by yourself. Won't you go to buy an island and go to the island and just go be by yourself? Because you keep spreading, and every time you get into another relationship, you keep spreading this. And it's like a virus that keeps spreading over and over and over again. And you're just going to repeat the cycle and hurt more people. And then you try to figure out why you're all messed up and you're all drained. So I've been there and I've done that, you guys, dealing with a narcissist. And now that I know the signs and now that I've done my homework on the warning signs of dating a narcissist, I promise me you that I will never, ever, 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 ever. If I see the warning signs, which most of us see warning signs at the beginning, but we ignore them because we try to see the good in them so that we ignore the warning signs. But if your little gut instinct, and you get that tingling in your stomach and your gut instinct is telling you you better run, you better listen, or you're going to have hell to pay. Hell to pay. I can't tell you how draining it is or it was to deal with someone of that personality, someone that is, their mission is to tear you down. And it doesn't have to be just someone that's dealing with that narcissistic personality, just anybody that is toxic. And you guys heard me say this on my previous shows, dealing with toxic people and how do you get out of it and understanding when it's time to give somebody the pink slip and being okay with giving people the pink slip and loving yourself more. And sometimes we have to look in the mirror, and I know you guys heard me say this on another show. We have to look in the mirror sometimes and remind ourselves who we are. And it's okay to love yourself more than that person. It's quite all right. And no apologies given. No apology is necessary for loving yourself more and understanding that you're in a toxic relationship, friendship, situationship, whatever ship it may be. If it's toxic, you got to get out. And if you are the toxic person, you got to go back to the drawing board and you got to figure out what is going on within if you really want to change. Because trust me and you, that nobody wants to be around a negative, toxic person. Trust me. I know from experience when I tell you this. So this is just part one of narcissistic behavior. I'm really curious to know how many of you guys dealt with a narcissist and some of their toxic behaviors or just toxic people, period. When I'm live, you guys know, you guys are always call into my studio. 516-387-1939 is the number. Write it down. Put it in your phone. Boop, 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 boop. I always let you guys know when I'm going live on my Instagram and going live on the studio. And if you guys can't catch the live show, which I get emails and messages all the time, like, dang, I missed your live show. How do I listen? I always save my live shows, and then I will drop them into my podcast, anchor.fm/Gina764. So you guys can always listen to there. I always put my links on Instagram and on Facebook, so if you're following me on either or, I will definitely put that in there for you guys. So, Joe, if you're still out there, thank you so much for calling in. I mean, we're going to touch on that subject, and I find that to be a really good subject to discuss. I know for sure people are not going to be ready for that, especially females are not going to be ready for that. So I know I'm going to get some backlash, but hey, I'm all for it. I'm ready for it. So we're going to do that. Every Tuesday, you guys know I go live on Tuesdays on blogradio.com, blogtalkradio.com/Gina Sheree. My time zones have changed. So everybody in Arizona is still going to be 11 o'clock that time, but it's going to be 12 o'clock my time, Houston time. So we'll keep that still going so you guys can still keep on that same time schedule, because I know everybody knows my show goes live at 11:30. Yeah, 11:30 every Tuesdays. So what I'm going to start doing to you guys, my sister actually brought this to my attention, and I really appreciate her for that. Going live hours later after the show, the morning show, and just kind of do a recap so that way you guys can be involved in the later show. Once you guys wind down, you guys are off of work or whatever the case may be, you guys can still be part of the conversation. So follow me on my talk show, blogtalkradio.com/Gina Sheree. My phone number for my studio is 516-387-1939. And, of course, if you guys are on my Instagram, you guys can continue following me on the Instagram and do my lives from there. Other than that, you guys, this was part one of dealing with a narcissist. And we're going to jump into part two. We'll do that next Tuesday, and then we'll combine the conversation from what the expectations of what you're bringing to the table for a female and from a male's perspective. So I'm looking forward to the ladies jumping in. I'm looking forward for my fellows to jump in and just give me your opinion and what you guys think about that topic. I am also going to open my message board up, and I'll be taking polls from now until next Tuesday so that you guys can look forward to that conversation. So blogtalkradio.com/Dennis Cherie every Tuesday morning, 11:30 Arizona time and 12:30 Texas time. So thank you guys very much for tuning in to a late episode of Talk About It Tuesday with your girl, Dennis Cherie. And I will see you guys next Tuesday. If you guys want to email me, I always miss that telling you guys about the email. If you guys want to email me, you guys can email me at hostgennacherie@gmail.com. If you guys want to leave a feedback there, if you guys want to leave comments there, you guys can definitely do that. If you guys have a topic for the show, you guys can message me there. If you're connected to my Instagram, GSL_radio, you guys can DM me any questions, inquiries, anything that you guys want to know about the show, topics, or feedback. I always welcome your guys' feedback as well. I get a lot of questions about that. So, yes, I'm open to feedback. I love it. Whether you agree with the topic or not, I think for people that disagree with a topic, it brings a better conversation, and I'm open for it. So hostgennacherie@gmail.com and 516-387-1939 is the radio number. So until next Tuesday, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in with your girl, Gennacherie. And you guys have a blessed night.